For if we have been joined together in the likeness of his death, we will certainly also be in the likeness of his resurrection. For we know that our old self, listen to it real good now, our old self was what? Crucified with him in order that what? Sin's dominion over the body. Over the body. See, we sin with our body. Over the body. Sin's dominion over the body may be what? Abolished. What is abolished? Put away. Done with. Out of here. So that we may no longer what? Be enslaved to. That's what Satan wants to do, is blind you. The God of this world has blinded your mind. Blind the mind of them that's not saved. That's why they don't get saved. They blind the mind. Because anybody can see this, they'll get saved. Enslave them. No longer slave to sin. Since a person who has died is free. Since a person who has died is what? Free from sin's claim. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will what? Also live with him. Because we know that Christ what? We know that Christ has been raised from the dead. Will not what?
Die again.
Will not what?
Die again.
Death no longer rule over him. Christ in me and I'm in Christ. That means what? Death no longer rules over me. But see, that's what people, this is why you want to get in the manual and find out what God said, because folks will tell you something else. People will preach every kind of thing but the gospel. Death no longer what? Rule over him. For the light of the fact that he died to sin how many times? Once and once for all. But in light of the fact that he lived, he what? So, you too what? Consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God where? Therefore, do not let sin do what? I'm the one. Sin, you're not going to reign in this house. I'm in here. God is in here. I'm the caretaker. I'm the custodian of this house, and you're not going to reign. Why? Because Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. I am not on the curse. I've been redeemed from it. Sin, you're not going to rule. Sickness, you're not going to rule. Poverty, you're not going to rule. Death, I'm alive. I'm not dead. Is that clear? So, I've been redeemed. And I need to get this in my spirit. I need to know this. I need to know when sin comes. Because bless God, the devil will show up. More than you think he will. And he's going to come back again and again. Until he can stick if you let him. Hello? So, let's read just a little further. Where did I stop at? Verse 13. Okay, let me read 13 again. And we do not offer any part of us of it to sin as weapons. Now let me read 12. Therefore, we do not let sin reign in our mortal body, so that we obey its desires. We don't let it. We stop it. We don't let sin reign in our mortal body. Okay. And do not offer any parts of it to sin as weapon for unrighteousness. We don't offer any parts of our body. You know the one that I have to deal with the most? Don't y'all laugh at me. But the one I have to deal with the most is that eating. Now I know y'all don't have that problem, but I have to constantly stay on that body because it wanna eat and eat and eat and eat. I'm not too bad on sleeping, you understand? But y'all pray for me, but I'm working on it. I promise you. So we don't offer any part to our body as weapons of unrighteousness, but as weapons of righteousness. Let me read it again. So do not offer any part of it to sin as weapons of unrighteousness, but as those who are alive from the dead, offering yourselves to God, and all. I got to give all of myself? No, not that. Maybe 65%. You mean all for real? To your and all parts of yourselves to God as a weapon for righteousness. For sin will not rule over you because you are not under law but under grace. Woo, isn't that good news? I kind of want to read the whole Bible, but I'm going to turn with me to the 8th chapter. It's just right around the corner. Just right around the corner. Chapter 8, verse 1. Therefore, no condemnation now exists for those in Christ Jesus. See what Satan had done to us? See what bondage had do for you? When I got in Christ, I wasn't condemned. I need to be taught. I need to learn. I need to yield. But I went a many days. I felt like 17 miles sometimes 5 miles. A bad highway. You ever been on a bad highway? Yeah, we got a few of them around here in Houston, don't we? Bad highway. Just beat your tire up. You go down. Bad highway. But I didn't know that I wasn't condemned. I need to make some adjustment. I need to learn. I need to be corrected. I need to be taught. I need to discipline myself. I need to get rid of some pride. I have to get rid of all that stuff. Because see, when you get full of pride, you don't want to listen to nobody. Huh? Are y'all out there? How we doing on time? Boy, this time getting away ain't getting. Anyway, let me move on. That